Hey, how you doing? This is another episode of Speedrun, the podcast, a podcast that's based on the Waffle Press movie podcast. I'm your host, Gina Versa. Today we're talking Civil War, new movie by Alex Garland. And I have a good friend of mine. He worked with me at G4. He also worked at like Geek and Sundry.
I did,
great.
I worked at Geek and Sundry and Nerdist. I worked with Mikey a little bit, although we weren't super close.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have my good friend Jeremy on the show. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Good. Good. I'm doing good. It's good to see you. We were like catching up before the recording.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. This has been great so far.
Yeah. I know I did a little intro for you, but before we get into the main activity, can you tell us like a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I'm Jeremy. I'm a video editor. Been editing for 5 or 6 years professionally. Used to work at Geek and Sundry. Worked at G4. That was fun while it lasted. Now I'm doing stuff for Studio 71. So I don't know if anybody's using, if you're on Snapchat and you watch things like Killer Instinct or Gavin Magnus. Then I do that. But if you don't, then I'm also a musician, make music. Do stuff.
Yeah, no, I've listened to your albums before. Or I listened to the latest album you shared, and yeah, it's really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And also, you're like a big movie buff, too.
I am. I have my HU or my collection's hiding behind me right now. It's not as big as yours.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, it's a movies, you know? I love physical media. There's no bad amount.
I need to get more of the physical media.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's really cool to have you because we would, when we were in like company calls or like whatever meetings, we would just like talk movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We would just like,
we would bullshit a lot on the company call.
Yeah. Well, you know, team building.
It was bonding. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So like we were doing our job. Yeah.
Yeah. We got stuff done.
Yeah. But we're gonna talk Civil War, which I really enjoyed. I know you liked, right?
I it's interesting. I thought it was a really entertaining movie, that didn't really have as much to say as it pretended.
Yeah,
that was my takeaway from it. It was super entertaining and compelling. But every time I thought about, I'd be like, well, okay, why did that? We'll get more into it, but.
Yeah. I got like 13 questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone, if this is your like first episode listening, well, we only have 2 episodes so far. But yeah, if this is your first one, the purpose of this is to speed run the podcast where I'm going to give Jeremy or any other guest 13, 14 questions that are kind of like topics that we'll talk about. I might try to segue the guest into getting off topic a little bit. Won't try to do it like, you know, whatever, but like wherever the conversation goes. And we're going to try to cover these like 13 talking points in 10 minutes, which is like,
these are pretty good.
Yeah. I hope you like the questions. Hopefully we get to all of them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll go right into it. I have the timer. Anything you want to say about this movie before before we get into a speed run of a podcast episode?
Real quick, I'll mention I accidentally bought tickets for the 4DX viewing of it without realizing it.
Yeah.
And that the whole time I was like getting jostled around and I was like, no, this might not be in the best taste.
Yeah.
To have a 4DX Civil War. I had a good time.
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, okay. but yeah, that will color some of my answers, I think.
I want to see 4DX of Civil War. Interesting.
It was interesting.
But cool. I guess I'm gonna get my timer ready. So Jeremy, I'll tell you when we start, whenever you're ready. And I'll get the first question going.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 second, and here we go. Timer is good. So, Jeremy, what was your favorite scene in the film?
My favorite scene. Well, I have a feeling it's kind of everybody's favorite scene, and well, it's kind of a tie. But I think for my answer, I'm going to give the scene with Jesse Plemons with the mass grave. That scene was so fucking intense, and he really steals the show. And I was even looking up, like, Googling things like why he would be wearing those specific glasses. And it's so he's better at seeing movement and detail and basically killing people.
Yeah.
And I don't know what your read of that scene was, because the whole movie's pretty vague on who's fighting.
Yes.
Who, like, what side is which, and that's actually kind of one of my problems with it. But that scene, my interpretation of it is that they have now crossed the front line, basically, because they're driving from West Virginia into Virginia to get to Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And my guess is those are U.S. government soldiers who are fighting for the president, and they know that, like, they're just killing people because they see them, everyone is the enemy. Because there was no, they mentioned in the movie that there's no, no soldiers in the pile of bodies. Yeah. It was all civilians. And I that was, like, really messed up. It's because he really played it as somebody who was, like, just fucking done, didn't see anybody as a person anymore.
It was very tense. Yeah, Jesse Plemons, great actor. He had
great
like
actor.
2 days to prepare for that role.
Yeah, he almost wasn't in it, apparently.
Yeah, he almost wasn't in it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's a good answer. what were your expectations going to this movie? Are you like an A24 fan?
You sent that question and I had to think about it a little bit. I would say I'm an A24 fan. I'm definitely more into their horror movies. Those are the ones that generally get me to buy a ticket to go see. But I would say, yeah, by and large, I am an A24 fan. I think they tend to make pretty thoughtful movies.
Yeah.
And I like that some studios are doing mid to low budget movies still.
Yeah.
There's at least one, you know.
Yeah, the studios have like forgot about that they could do that. Like, they don't have to spend $300 million every movie.
Movie was $25 million, I think. It made $25 million.
$25 million, yeah. I don't have the budget on me, but you know. Yeah. But yeah, that was kind of like your expectation. So, like, that's cool. Did you have like
I guess I didn't answer my expectations were I was kind of expecting it to it was what I expected, like a very entertaining movie that, like, I wish had more to say at times.
I guess we'll get into that. What was your favorite character in the film and why?
My favorite character was Sammy.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the actor's name. I have the IMDb up right now.
He's
Thufir Hawat in the Dune movie. But I thought he was good. And he was the most relatable character to me, because he was the one who had, you know, been doing this the longest. And he had seen it, and he had seen what could happen.
Yeah.
And he was the only one that really understood the gravity of the situation. And he ends up saving them in the end, and dies for it. And mostly I felt bad for Sammy.
Yeah, for Sammy. R.I.P. Well said. Yeah, they cut him out of Dune Part Two.
I know. They cut all the Mentats out. The movie's perfect.
It's fair. Yeah. how does this compare to like any other A24 film that you like really enjoyed? Like, say, like Ex Machina.
Yeah, actually, this might lead into another question that you asked. How does this compare to other Alex Garland movies too? And I think that it's so hard. They have such a range, the A24 movies, but the ones that I like the most do have like a definitive message and have something that they're trying to say. Not like this movie didn't, but I think he more wanted to make a movie about photojournalists, and he did a Civil War backdrop so people would give him money to make it. And especially like when ranking this compared to Alex Garland's other movies, on a scale of like Ex Machina to like 28 Weeks Later, this is definitely more of a 28 Weeks Later, where it's just kind of an entertaining movie. And Ex Machina, the whole movie is like begging you to take every bit of it seriously, and all the set design, the characters, the pacing, the blocking, the everything is like seems so deliberate in a way that this movie didn't seem so much.
No, very well said. I can't add anything to that. Because you're also a musician, what did you think of like the musical choices? So like the needle drops in the movie,
I thought they were good. I liked them a lot. Yeah. I thought they were very affecting. I found some. I actually didn't know about suicide before seeing this movie, and they're pretty good. And Sturgill, what is it? Sturgill Simpson, I think. That song is that's one that I knew going into it, and I was like, I think that worked really well for that scene. And I'm guessing I looked at a map to like try and plot out what their route was after I saw the movie.
Yeah.
And my guess is that's the Monongahela National Forest that's on fire when Sammy's dying and they're going through in West Virginia. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. Interesting scene.
It's very interesting scene.
Yeah. I guess. Okay. Next one. Thoughts on the alternative kind of like history of America right now or in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. That was another like I think. It was just a little too vague, and it did mirror our reality, except for the parts where I think Alex Garland thought it would be too uncomfortable to elaborate on. And so, like, there are Americans who are wielding guns when it works for the story, but all of a sudden, it's just like a normal country where half the population isn't armed, and I thought that I needed more, because there is a lot of reasons why somebody a civil war might start in America right now.
Yeah,
and I think people are just kind of angry. Is not like that's what he's said in interviews, and when he's been asked like, is it irresponsible to make this movie now? And his answer is kind of like, I think it would be irresponsible to not say anything.
Yeah,
and I feel like that is kind of what he did. But you know,
yeah exactly. I guess kind of going off of that is a funny one. Can you tell a British guy wrote the movie?
I feel like I could tell that a British dude wrote the movie, because it did feel like he didn't there was like a lack of willingness to engage with the seriousness of this, and I mean, I think it's Kirsten Dunst's character who has the line of, we don't think about it. Or is it Wagner Mauro? I can't remember which one says it, but they're like, we don't think about it. We just shoot it.
Yep.
And somebody else thinks about it. And
I
think that is kind of the main theme of the movie, but it also, I think, reflects the viewpoints of the filmmaker, where he's like, I'm just showing you. A lot to think about, and it's like, is it? That's what did you thought?
Oh, I just like I could tell, because it's like he just didn't, not to like, you know, not like people like, not to like gatekeep or like, oh, you know, people from like other countries can't like America, but it's like certain stuff, it's like, why would Florida, Texas, and California be in like an alliance?
That's what California is, as I mean, you and I, you're from the land of Nixon, right?
Yeah, Whittier. From Whittier, yeah.
Yeah, so like we know how conservative California can be.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't reflect the actual reality of today.
Of today, yeah.
Yeah.
Last scene, what does it mean?
I think Sammy said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was, because the... For those, I don't know why you'd be watching this if you hadn't seen the movie, but there's a scene where Sammy, where, you know, Wagner Mauro is like, what do you think the president's going to say when I get a microphone in front of him? And Sammy is like, you know, Ceausescu, Gaddafi, these guys are all small men. And when you finally meet them, they'll just disappoint you. They're not as big as their personas. And I think, like, yeah, Nick Offerman's last line of him just like, please don't let them kill me. It was, I think that was perfect. I think that did sum up
that was
what he set up in the end.
And that is time.
Boom, right. We did it.
Yeah, he did
Oh,
it.
almost one question, couple questions
Yeah.
left, but that's
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's the fun of it, not, don't, yeah, it's not like you need to
Flying
get,
on the edge of your seat.
yeah, exactly. It's the ride, not, the destination.
Exactly,
So yeah, I wish we
exactly.
got, 'cause we had two questions left.
We
So,
did.
but no, you did a great job. So
Thank you.
this is
Thank
like,
you.
yeah, I wouldn't speed run a podcast with anyone else. Well, I will,
Thanks.
but
Well, you will.
yeah.
Yeah. I would
Yeah,
love to
but
do it again.
yeah, no, it'd be good to have you on here. It was cool having you, but yeah, it was yeah, I guess that was our thing. Yeah, that was a speed running a conversation on Civil War, but it was cool. What did you think being on a speed run of a podcast?
That was fun. I would definitely do it again. If there are
Yeah.
any other movies you want to talk about in the
Yeah.
future, hit me up.
Yeah, we're gonna
I've been eyeing that Zendaya Challengers movie. I
Ooh,
think I'm gonna go
yeah.
see that for sure next weekend.
It looks
It
really good. That
does. It's been getting good reviews too.
was That was
And
cool looking.
I love Zendaya, and it's the she was probably my favorite part of Dune Part Two, actually.
Yeah, great actor. Great actress, excuse me. But yeah, I think that's it, Great contestant.
Yeah,
Kind of what we do, every podcast we have like kind of like an outro. So is there anything you want to like plug or promote for any listeners to check out?
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at social media, so I don't
Okay.
really have a presence there, but I do as I mentioned before, I make music and I have a band camp, and I don't know, maybe you can put a link
Yes,
somewhere in the description,
I will.
but I'll say it out loud. It's Pinguicula at bandcamp.com, and Pinguicula. It's a type of plant. Actually,
Oh yeah, of course.
it's this kind of plant. It's a carnivorous
Oh,
plant.
nice. I love all
But
your
in
plants.
Latin, it means greasy little thing, and that's why I
Oh,
picked it.
very cool. I love, yeah, you always post like cool plants and stuff, and
Yeah, I have a giant plant collection.
yeah.
And it's growing every day. I think we actually got more last weekend, this
Oh,
weekend.
nice. Yeah. Go to the 99 cent store and like clear all out all the plant section because
Yeah.
they're trying to get rid of stuff.
They're trying. Oh, I know. Yeah. Like an RIP to the 99 cent store.
RIP. I'll miss just, buying random stuff from you. Yeah.
I
But yeah, no, definitely check out Jeremy's band. They're great. Yeah, worth a listen. I'll put the link to the Bandcamp in the description. So definitely check that out. But cool, man. Yeah, it's good having you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thanks, man.
Yeah,
Appreciate it. I'll be
definitely.
back anytime.
Hell yeah. So yeah, we'll be glad to have you back. But yeah, for us, yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, G9892. You can follow the Waffle Press at the Waffle Press Podcast on Twitter, at the Waffle Press Podcast on Instagram, or on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and was it iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud? I almost got, oh, okay. And yeah, please like, share, subscribe on there. If there's something you like it anyway. Something you like it. It's a fun podcast. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We've been professionally unprofessional. Bye.
Bye.